Okay, so it's getting fairly close to showtime here in Wivenhoe for the annual Wivenhoe pantomime, which must mean also it's time for a brief catch-up to find out how the cast are getting on, how the show is all falling into place. So I've gate-crashed the Congregational Hall, and like all good actors and actresses, I've very kindly got some time with a couple of folk who are more than keen to explain a bit more. So first of all, your names, please.
Hello, I'm Steve.
And I'm Jane.
So we've got Steve and Jane, who are a couple of the actors here in Wivenhoe for the pantomime. So the pantomime this year, please, Steve, what's being performed?
We're doing Robin Hood.
And is it a traditional Robin Hood, or is there any kind of twist upon it at all?
It is based upon the traditional story, but like most Wivenhoe pantomimes, it veers off wildly and then comes back at the end as a traditional story.
Okay, and if I ask Jane, so what is the role or your character in the pantomime this year, please?
Now, my character is the Sheriff of Nottingham, based on, obviously, the Nottage Institute, play on words rather than Nottingham. I'm grumpy, I'm cross, I'm fierce, I'm mean, and there are some people that would say that's typecasting because I get to shout at people and be very bad-tempered.
And in the best pantomime tradition, please do tell us, Jane, so please do confirm, your character is hopefully a male character?
That's debatable. I think it was intended to be a male character, but there were no men that auditioned for that particular part. So I'm just the sheriff. I'm not pretending to be a man. I'm just me.
And Steve, your character, please.
I am the sheriff's sidekick, Sir Guy of Gisborne, who is a fairly sort of wimpy sidekick. He's the muscle man, but he doesn't really want to be a baddie. Without giving too much of the story away.
I threaten him a lot. I'm quite mean
yes.
to him.
Now, I think it's wonderful. We've turned up here at the Congregational Hall, and currently there's the younger folk, the kids are in for rehearsal, very, very lively. It's really quite a tradition, the Wivenhoe pantomime, obviously all also volunteer-led. So it's a tremendous amount of your time that you're giving up for this. What were your motivations to take part, please, Steve?
Gosh, it's just tremendous fun. It's giving something back to the community, and it's the camaraderie of working with these very fine actors.
And Jane, so your kind of reasons, or how were you approached, or what really convinced you to go for this?
Right, I've been in quite a lot of Wivenhoe pantomimes. I've never totted up how many. I think they started in 1990, something like that. And I was in the first one, and I've appeared in quite a lot. I just love dressing up. I love the rapport you get from an audience. And I work at a local school, and it's very rewarding when the children come and see the show and see you in the playground. Oh, I saw you, Mrs. You know, I saw you there, and they love it.
And I know the rehearsals started around kind of September time, which does seem a fair way back now, you know, those golden days of September. You're getting very close to showtime. You know, we're all entering the Christmas season now. Once you've had your Christmas dinner and celebrated New Year, you two are going to be on stage, pretty much. So is the Wivenhoe pantomime, is it shaping up, is it almost ready to roll out of the Lovelace Hall?
I think it is. Yes, I'll be honest. At this time of the year, it's always very difficult to judge exactly where we are. We always feel we could do with another week's rehearsal, but yes, I think we're on course to be ready.
And a final question for Jane, so I don't want to give too much away, because tickets, of course, are still on sale, and it always sells out, but we need to plug it. A few twists or something to look forward to, maybe a little teaser from the script for this year?
Oh, that's tricky, not to give anything away. I just think it will be fun for the family. There will be goodies to cheer, there'll be baddies, that's me, to boo. There'll be some idiotic characters, there'll be some surprising characters, maybe woodland characters.
Mm-hmm. This sounds pretty much like Wivenhoe life anyway, in general.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Steve and Jane, thank you for your time. I wish you all the best, break a leg and all of that, and we look forward to throwing things at you, Jane.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.